Good morning and welcome to today's edition of Talk of the Town, a daily feature on KWA that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day I talk to some of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Sheldon Community School Superintendent Corey Meyer. And welcome back on Talk of the Town, now that we get the wheels back on the machine this morning. In the studio with us is Sheldon Superintendent Corey Meyer. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, we are, the school year is not as new as the last time that you were here, and we talked about some stuff. So let's just start at the top. What's going on at the Sheldon Community Schools?
Yeah, we've got a lot of great things going on. Everybody's working really hard. We've been looking at some of our student achievement data that's been really positive. Kids are just knocking it out of the park. We had a great year last year, and looking at a lot of that data is really positive. As we roll into this year, things continue to be extremely positive. So teachers are working hard. Kids are working hard. We are just off to an outstanding school year.
And, you know, when I'm coming to work in the morning, you see kids gathering at the bus stops, and I don't remember a year when they have been, I don't want to say more subdued, but better behaved while they're waiting for the buses.
Well, that's a good thing. Hopefully that continues. We'll knock on some wood here. Our students have been doing a great job. You know, we really have good kids, and we're just so blessed here in Northwest Iowa. We've got good kids, good families. Life is good.
And good bus drivers, too. We can't forget them.
We've got great bus drivers, yes. Great bus drivers that we rely on tremendously and greatly appreciate them that get your kiddos here every day to school safe and sound. And that's not always an easy task.
No, well, I remember 100 years ago when I was in school, there were no in-town bus routes. Unless you lived in the country, you walked or got a ride from somebody.
Yeah, we're fortunate that way. There are still a lot of communities that don't do in-town routes, but we do, which is a great benefit to our in-town families and just makes everything a little bit easier when you know you can send your kid off to the bus stop and not have to worry about them trekking all the way across town to get here.
Exactly. And we want to remind the kids who, now that I think of it, aren't listening, but they may hear the podcast later, just because Mr. Meyer is on, don't mess around at the bus stops. Don't mess around on the bus. And if you're walking or mopeding or whatever to school, be extremely careful because the drivers of the cars don't often see you. You're a small target, so to speak.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And we know that in the mornings as well, when that sun's coming up, it can be pretty bright and hard to see. So we just ask everybody to slow down, be extra careful around the school, whether you're the kids that are traveling or whether you're the adults that are bringing kids to school. We just want everybody to slow down, be a little extra careful. We'll have some added detours here coming up these next couple of weeks as we do some road work on the kind of northwest of the school. And then just to the east of the school, we'll have some road work going on. So it's going to be a little bit different traveling for the next couple of weeks, but we'll get all that figured out. And
there you go.
Short term.
Well, I wanted to mention the school buses because this is School Bus Safety Week. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yep.
I would think that a man in your position would be. I saw the smile when I mentioned it, so I knew you were
yeah.
Well aware. Let's talk. You talked about the construction. Well, before we start talking about the construction, let's see if I can manage to not mess up a break, and we'll be right back.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa Region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including agriculture business, agriculture education, agronomy, and animal science. At NCC, your success is our story.
Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon, as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as all new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at this train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon now open 11 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
All right, we're back on Talk of the Town with Sheldon School Superintendent Corey Meyer, and you alluded to the road construction out around the high school that's going to be going on for a couple of weeks. Let's talk about how the renovation slash expansion, I guess at this point it's expansion slash renovation project, is going.
Yeah, it's really going well. You know, we've had some great weather. It was a bit dry maybe for others around our community, but for the construction, it really was been great weather. They've got a lot of the underground work done, so a lot of the plumbing that happens below grade is what's been going on, and they're leveling off now and getting ready to pour some floors. So here in the very near future, we'll be seeing some floors being poured, and then we'll start to have some steel go up as walls start to get erected.
And they're probably hustling to get that done so that they can work somewhere warm during the wintertime.
Yeah, that's certainly the hope, although they're going to be waiting a little bit on some steel joists to put the roof on, so that'll be a little bit of a delay. Not real bad, but they're thinking probably early to mid-December before those can get in. But we should see the floors go up. We should see some walls start to go up. But they can't finish off the walls until they get those joists here.
Sure.
So there'll be a little bit of a pause for a couple of weeks where things will slow down a little bit. But otherwise, everything is right on schedule, really progressing well. They'll start kind of as it's been going, where they'll work on that west side, then go to the east side, and then finish up kind of on that southwest corner a little bit there. So that's kind of been the process they've been going through. There's a little more of the plumbing and HVAC stuff there on that southwest corner. That's where our mechanical room will be. So they've waited till last to do that portion.
And I imagine that's will be a much more robust mechanical room than the current one.
Yeah, definitely a lot of upgrades, which is great. You know, that's one of the main things we needed with this project, was all of the infrastructure was just struggling. And so this is going to give us a brand new infrastructure. And so all those things behind the scenes that we take for granted that now will work properly. And that'll be tremendous, because in the existing, we still pretty regularly have issues with our existing plumbing and heating and those issues. So it'll be really nice to get this up and going. And the plan is that a year from now, we'll be in those new spaces. So it'll really happen pretty quick.
When you talk about the infrastructure in the existing building, it's 50 years old.
Yeah, and just over 50 years. And we know there's, you know, just normal wear and tear. And we talk about, it's one thing in your residential house where you've got a family of, you know, four, five, six people, whatever that number is, very different than a school building that you have hundreds of kids going through every single day.
Yeah, exactly. So, and you haven't had water on the floor issues. I remember, was it 3 or 4 years ago,
yeah,
you had some issues in the summertime with some water backup.
Yeah, that was rooftop water that was
okay.
Coming in. We had some issues with that, and we've did a short-term fix on those issues, knowing that we were going to do something long-term here down the road. And now all of those issues will be addressed, and hopefully we'll remain dry in the building for many, many years to come.
That would be good. Water inside is not fun.
No, a lot of us found that out this summer that
yes,
that's
we did.
Definitely not a good thing, and we're really excited, though, about the new facility. It's going to be a wonderful addition to our community. And you know, I just can't express enough the thanks, appreciation, the gratitude I have for our community for their support in this project and just the commitment they have to education.
Fantastic. And this is a great community that you got great teachers, great kids, great staff. But as you mentioned, tremendous community support from throughout the community, and not just Sheldon, but the entire district.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is the whole group, and we want to make sure, you know, Archer, Ashton, Matlock, all of our rural communities, you know, we certainly appreciate. We get great kids from those areas as well, and it's really a wonderful place to be, and the Sheldon Community School District is just top-notch. As we look at how we compare to all the other schools around, and I see all the other test scores and know how kids are doing, and they're great schools everywhere. Mm-hmm. There really are. There are a lot of great schools around Northwest Iowa, but we are special, and we do things really well, and our kids are getting a high-quality education. They're learning those leadership skills that we know are going to make them successful in life, and there's just an awful lot to be proud of with the Sheldon Community School District.
And community support, and you can tell it's harvest season with community support, and I say that because I saw the report Saturday morning that Friday night during the Orab football game, there were 249 people listening to the stream as opposed to listening to the radio. And so I'm guessing that's on the app from the tractor.
Yeah, I would imagine that's probably correct. We certainly live in a farming community, and we know those folks are out there working hard in the fields and getting harvest moving along and wrapped up hopefully here. So appreciate their support from the field.
Absolutely. And you... When something goes well, you can probably almost hear them cheer from the combine. All right, Corey, we'll talk to you again going forward as the school year unravels and progresses. Let's put it that way.
That sounds a lot better. Progressive sounds a lot better than unravel. So we're going to progress through the school year, and I'll be glad to stop back another time and update you on all the great things that are happening.
And as the construction progresses and it continues. It seems during the construction process that it's a slow, laborious process, but unless you're in that business, you don't necessarily realize how much goes into everything that gets done.
Yeah, they definitely have been working hard. I've been really pleased with the progress they've made so far, and they're right on track, so hopefully that'll continue.
Fantastic. Corey Meyer, Sheldon Community Schools Superintendent, will be back after this.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
There we have today's Talk of the Town program, brought to you by Corner Discount in Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, by Sanford Sheldon, Citizens Aid Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, Maintainer Corporation, and Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 on Talk of the Town on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.